I think we're funny.
Timing.
It was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
John was sitting here talking about how we're not funny. But you know what is funny? The other day, I was looking back to D&D 3.5, and
that wasn't the joke.
I mean, it was funny. Hey, D&D 3.5 was good.
Gave birth to Pathfinder.
I know.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. If Wizards of the Coast didn't make really weird 4th edition, then people wouldn't have been like, well, that's weird, I'm going to make my own, and then they made Pathfinder.
They tried with 4th edition.
No.
They tried.
4th edition is... The idea is fun. It's just, it's not what
there's too much. There's just too much.
But I was going through, and I pulled up an old D&D 3.5 character sheet. Now, Tim and Kelly, when we started playing, we were playing 3.5. Yeah. That's what I was playing. And I remember looking at... most of the stuff is the same. You have, or to first edition anyway, you have AC and touch AC and flat-footed AC. You have, there was like a base attack bonus depending on your class, blah, blah, blah. But the thing that I did not remember until I looked at it was the absurdity of skills in D&D 3.5. So for those of you that are new to the TTRPG scene or never played D&D 3.5, you got a certain number of skill points that you would put into skills to level them up so you could do them better. Obviously, if you're a wizard, you get a lot of skill points because it's based off of your intelligence mod. Rogues get a lot too. Fighters get like zero. But what was really funny was the skills themselves, whenever there was a skill, there was a skill that countered it. So there was both hide and move silently. That if if you wanted to stealth around, you had to put a point into hide and a point into move silently.
That's so inefficient.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they just combined it into stealth. Then, what's funny is that there was a disabled device, which most of the time there is, and then there was open lock, because they were different.
Yeah, I can technically see where they're coming from, but that's just so much other shit.
Yeah, they separated it too much.
Wasn't there like a rope one too?
Yes.
I was going to get to
use
that.
Use rope?
Uh-huh. In which there was a skill called use rope.
Use rope. Oh, God. Kelly, didn't you have a character who specifically like was maxing out use rope at every level?
Yes.
Yes.
I always maxed out use rope so I could fucking tie people up all the time.
It's just one of those things that I just loved how they separated it out. And like I said, the intention behind it was... Okay, if for this skill, there will be an opposite skill that counters it. So whenever you move silently, somebody else would roll a listen check. Oh, that's right. There was a listen check.
The listen check. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We groan because now that sounds absurd.
That's so much extra shit.
Yeah. The most confusing thing, two most confusing things. There was spot and search.
Yep. Hmm.
Search was intelligence based, and it was intentionally looking for something. Yeah, so, I know that the evidence is in this room. I'm gonna.
There was also like eight knowledges. Uh-huh. It was like knowledge, geography,
yes.
Knowledge, history,
and
nobility.
Nobility.
Yeah.
That went the Pathfinder first edition.
It did.
It did, but they mattered more because nobility would be about like the hierarchy and like the law and stuff like that.
Well, even in 2E, there are people who say the society is a pointless check.
It's not because
society's great.
Yeah, no, society's good because it could literally tell you about somebody. Yeah.
The only reason we don't use it much in this game is because we're in a jungle.
We're in the jungle. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you could use society in Akravel.
Yeah. I think we did.
Yeah, no.
You use society to like identify the people and like
identify the people and get an idea. I mean, that's how I think that's how I found out that they don't like me. Because I'm a follower.
Oh, wasn't the fact that looking at you
and from Chelyak.
Yeah, no. I've gotten a whole lot of use out of it, but there are still people online being like, never put points in society.
Oh no,
no.
Those are the same people who just like never role play, only combat.
Probably.
I've been a part of those games.
But besides use rope being the funniest skill, there was one just called heal.
Yeah.
Which, in fact, did not heal.
Didn't do anything.
Wait, what?
It didn't heal anything.
You could use it to stop someone from dying, though, right?
It was...
No. You use it to diagnose wounds or something?
It was more along the lines of a medicine check, in which you could use heal to figure out what kind of wound somebody took. Yeah, yeah. Or you could use it to bandage up somebody who was bleeding out and stuff like that.
Right.
There were many uses for it. None of them were actually fucking healing, though.
Yeah.
Pathfinder giving, in second edition, power to medicine.
Oh.
Might be one of the best things they added to this game.
Yeah. just changing the name.
Yeah.
they changed the opposite. Internet medicine does do heal, but right, like, right. Still, I just like look back and I'm just like, they really tried to cover everything possible, mm-hmm. and just like went way over.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why 3.5 was still much more popular when 4th edition was around. Yeah. I played a few 4th edition games. I played way more 3.5 when 4th edition was out, though.
I remember my days of Use Rope, and every time there was even the slightest opportunity to use a rope, I was like, I use rope!
Yes! Okay, so we know. Let's go around the room and like talk about everyone's skill that they would just always max out. We know Kelly's is Use Rope.
Use Rope.
Mine... swimming.
Swim?
Oh, yeah. And part of that, I'm real in retrospection because I've realized that I kind of had a fear of drowning in life. And so I think that thought.
All
was
the Kofelds
did you? Fear. Yeah. Wait, so you're saying you projected onto your
I
character?
I projected onto. What?
What?
You live vicariously.
I know. So I was like, I never want my character to drown. So, yeah, that, like, my Inquisitor in that one home game we had, like, terrible strength. And so, like, you know, wasn't having any help to swim check. But.
Buoyant.
Wait, what was your plus to swim in that campaign?
It was good. I just remember that when I had to swim once, Jake was so shocked that I was just able to just swim with ease. I was I dumped all my skill points into the swim because I never wanted to have a character who couldn't swim. I think every single one of my characters had a good swim.
I mean, I think water is probably one of the easiest way to kill low-level characters.
That's true.
Yeah. Yep, drowning and gravity are pretty easy to die from.
Especially because I feel like combat maneuvers in 3.5 are particularly unforgiving. You could just push people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there was the CMB versus CMD kind of thing. Combat maneuver bonus versus combat maneuver defense.
Yeah.
And all that all dealt with grappling, tripping, shoving.
All right, Mark, what was your skill that you always maxed out?
Didn't actually do that much for maxing out, but I did after a while. I think in the one game we played was use magic device.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because the importance of like, Oh, no, I can use this. Oh, mm-hmm. I found this magic item. Now I know what it does. Now I can use it.
Yeah.
And, like, as long as you have, like, a plus, what, 14, like, goes fine.
Right.
But it was either that or, what was it, the other skill I had so many points was perception.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Just perception. It was like, oh, what's your perception? It was like, plus 16 or something.
Yeah no, it's
just like, no, I can see everything. It's fine.
Yeah.
Very important.
I feel like mine is incredibly, like, standard because I'm going off of both 5e and Pathfinder.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's because the skill I always put a bunch of points in is charisma. Mm-hmm. Because you always need to talk to people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for like diplomacy and stuff.
Incredibly useful.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
You've got to convince people, you've got to do this. Like, there has never been a campaign I've played in that you don't have to talk to people.
Yeah.
So, charisma is automatically one of the most valuable stats you can have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people say it's like, oh, charisma is just your ability to look hot. How hot are you? No. It's your ability to talk to people.
That's like the third or fourth thing down on the list that charisma actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, and that's one of the reasons why I played Benson. Ben, because, you know, he's got incredibly high charisma. Mm-hmm. And even if I made a wizard, and Jake knows this, in my 5e campaign, my intelligence is my highest stat. But it's also the same amount as my charisma, which is 16.
Nice. Yeah.
Because it's just too useful not to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even my wife gets on me all the time. She's like, oh, you only make charisma-based characters. I was like, that's because they're fun.
Get off my back. Because being charismatic is fun. It's exciting. All right, Kelly, I know you said you put a lot in Use Rope, but...
Yeah, just rope. I don't change my answer.
Okay, all right.
If use rope is a stat,
yes,
or a skill,
yeah.
I'm gonna put all my points.
Yeah, if use skill. In 2e, if use rope was a stat, fuck all of Benson's characters. Yeah. I'm just using rope. Use rope.
Oh my god,
such a stupid skill.
Can you imagine Daylin with use rope? Yeah, we have a home game, and Kelly has basically a wild west shooting, rooting, tooting, gunslinger.
James has told me about him.
Yeah, he's fine.
By golly, if he had rope, he'd be using it.
He's got a bolus. Yes. Yeah. Suppose there's his bolus and shoots him on the ground.
Yep. Speaking of shoots.
You mean bolos?
Bolos.
But no, the weapon that's like the three bola. Balls on a rope and you throw it and it... Yeah. I don't think it's... Is it a bola? It's a
bola.
B-O-L-A.
Bola. I thought that's like a bola tie.
I'm going to stop because I have no idea if I'm right. That's just how I have bola. So
yeah, it's a bola.
You know what? I might be wrong.
Is the
egg on my face.
Is the S silent?
Whatever. I have no fucking clue.
Is it French?
I've just always said bola.
Bullet.
I think I used to say bola, but then like I thought, but then I thought it was stupid.
No, but Mark
also
Googled
called bolas. Spanish for balls.
There's no S. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm so confused.
Spanish Pathfinder,
right in.
Pathfinder has it as with an S.
Okay.
Oh, right. It says bolas.
Okay.
So I throw a bolus at enemies.
Yeah.
As daily.
That was you just throwing a bolus at me because I was wrong. And now I must live with this egg on my face.
Yeah. I'd have you deal with my bolus on your face.
It feels right.
Speaking of shots in the
air.
Oh,
we just killed Jake.
I haven't heard a balls on your face joke since high school.
You know what? That disappoints me because I feel like we should have brought one up.
I'm probably
it's been what? Almost 50 episodes? No balls on face jokes? I feel like we've been dropping the ball, guys.
All right, let's ball on people's face.
Dropping the balls right in your face.
What's this word? Don't bring up Dane Cook now and y'all back to high school humor.
God, Dane Cook. No. Good Lord. It's been like 10 years.
Maybe you'll meet Dane Cook in the Milwaukee Expanse.
I doubt it. I really doubt it.
I had such a good segue earlier. The shot.
Too
we just
bad.
Heard a shot. No. And then...
Too bad.
But who knows? Maybe we'll meet Dane Cook tomorrow.
Maybe Dane Cook with a gun. Maybe Dane Cook has the gun that you guys heard last
I'm
night.
I'm sure he has a gun.
he definitely has a gun.
Dane Cook probably has a gun. But is he in the Milwaukee? Well, you'll just have to find out.
Tune in next time.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week. So you guys encountered this group of Chawarka. There was three butchers and one of the dragon priests that attacked you last night. I'll tell you that it was lucky that you guys didn't filter them in, because they would not have held back on that fireball near those barrels.
Yeah. I was thinking that immediately.
I was like, ooh, well, maybe I can blow them all to smithereens.
I'm genuinely wondering if that's the only reason that they're... Just so they can increase the fireball damage.
I mean, shrugged for everyone at home.
Is that something that we can get from a check of how much damage?
Crafting check, maybe?
I don't think so.
Kelly, you want to roll a crafting check?
Yeah, put that crafting skill
plus 11.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh, I have to do that.
Oh, the rules the game.
Golly gee.
Well, Lord Almighty, if we follow the rules as written that Paizo wants us to use.
Black Powder Bomb.
I've never been concerned with the rules. That's why I'm always
wrong
about
everything.
There's
so few actual secret checks in this game, but knowledge happens to be one of them. And
yeah.
You know, Paizo wants us to believe that our rolls are good all the time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. What does Kezra think would happen?
Well, Kezra thinks that it would be... be a big explosion.
Ooh.
A big boom.
A barrel boom.
around 5d6 fire damage.
Oh, okay. Plus so, the fireball damage.
Yeah, right. Plus the fireball damage.
So it's basically doubling it.
Wait, that's 66, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. 10d6. God damn.
Yeah, that
that's
hurt.
A big ass boom.
That would hurt.
And if they're clumped up, that's three of them.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you crit fail...
Or us, if we had all let them in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at the same time, are we really going to let three Chocolate Cup butchers in?
Yeah, in the temple, you guys kind of revered.
Oh, please, come in.
We held the line, even if you
would
both
you like
fell down
tea?
Unconscious at one point.
Yeah. Don't worry, you got knocked right back up.
Yeah. But yeah, the gun that you guys heard that night after you finished off and you were throwing the bodies off to the side... I don't even know if any of you guys have seen a gun.
I know what a black powder explosion sounds like, at least.
And yeah. Benson is very rich.
And I'm from Chelyax.
I'm also from Chelyax.
Yep. And, like, judging from underground stuff, like criminal.
Yeah.
I might know of them, but not actually seeing them.
Right.
Can we do like a knowledge on the sound?
That sounds like one of those boom sticks.
It sounds like a 45.
We hear an explosion. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Jake, do his thing.
Let's belabor this more.
Says keep holding off. Even though Timmy said we had a time limit.
It didn't sound like
today.
A dinosaur. It didn't sound like a dog. It sounded like a boom.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody just ripped ass.
Well, if we heard,
I'll be concerned.
If we heard an explosion, I think we would probably like
let's go back inside and hunker up. We don't know what's out there.
Yeah. All right. So you guys want to just hunker down and sleep for the rest?
We
of the
heard.
Night.
No. We're not sleeping. We heard an explosion.
Yeah, but we're gonna get back to
it. But somebody needs to sleep.
Yes. I mean, yes.
I want to loot the bodies.
But so they have plus one hatchets.
Yeah. Hatchets.
You only get two plus one hatchets because the one broke. So
got him.
And the dragon priest did have a plus one longsword.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, the hatchets were plus one striking, by the way. So plus one striking.
Yeah,
hatchets.
Keep the strikings.
I mean, we could sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, you can
throw them, too. They're thrown weapons.
Oh, yeah. The hatchets?
Yeah, the hatchets.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Elkwood.
Yeah. I already have the two other ones we took off of them. So, I mean,
you have four.
You can juggle. You can juggle with them all.
Yeah, except they don't return, and I guess...
Juggle's a feat in this game.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Yes. All right, Elkwood, you're taking juggle. All right. I don't care what happens, what you're thinking
erase
about
your
in April.
Erase your feet right now.
No.
It's like a single action where you can like simultaneously wield three weapons.
All right. I have to actually look at the juggle.
There's actual juggle feet.
Yes,
I actually fucking love that.
It is an actual feat, I promise.
You can... Prerequisite is... Dexterity of 16 and trained in performance. You can juggle items and still. I mean, it just makes sense.
I already know.
This is only for bards.
You can juggle.
I am not performance.
Right. You can juggle items and still use your hands between tosses.
Yep.
You can use a juggle action in several ways. You can start to juggle with a single item.
I have changed my backup character.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Oh, if you don't continue juggling by the end of your turn, you drop all the items.
Yeah.
And then you become fatigued if you continue juggling for more than 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
I want to see the 100-round combat that
my arms are tired.
As long as you're juggling fewer than your maximum number of items, you have a free hand. You can wield weapons you are juggling, but not shields or other items. As long as they
can
be wielded in
one hand. Come on.
That's stupid.
Let's see.
You can juggle a shield, but you can't wield it.
Okay, this is pretty cool. For example, while you juggle a dagger in one hand and wield a shield in the other, you are wielding the dagger, but you still have a free hand to cast a spell with a material component.
There you go.
Okay, this is why I fucking love Paizo. Because that is one specific class.
Whoever wrote that
nobody
was like...
Spellcaster shield clown.
Yeah. Nobody is just like, oh, I guess I'll play fighter. Oh, I'm gonna take the shield or the juggle feet.
Yeah,
you know? It's like that. There is one build thought about there,
yes.
And they commit to it, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
yeah,
that's beautiful.
Juggle feet.
Yep.
Because anybody wants to change a backup character.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to change Benson. I'm going to retool everything.
Juggling Milwaukee
somehow get some decks.
Just so you know, this feat is uncommon, so you have to have a pretty good story reason why you can juggle.
ran away from circus.
Professional.
Yes.
Clown.
There we go.
There you go.
Figured out.
I mean,
professional clown.
Benson dies, and then the next morning we see a naked clown running out of the jungle. Running away with like
snake in one hand.
Snake in one hand. Oh,
God. But juggling three things with the other.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck are we doing on this podcast? We're not talking about anything.
Can we just keep, like... there's nothing serious here.
Not at all. Everyone's like, just get to the story.
No.
Get back to the point where they're joking about cocks.
This is why you play Pathfinder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's a feat for juggling.
Because someone said juggling and we've been talking for 15 minutes about it now. Anyway. You guys hear the gunshot. You throw the bodies away. What do you do?
We're hunkering down.
Yeah.
And we're setting up a watch.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Another watch.
Yeah, I guess our original plan of... Two of us hide. Two of us.
Yeah,
fair.
Diplomacy
still on.
Yeah. Okay, we chuck all the bodies over the cliff or something.
Yep,
that's a good idea. Yeah. Well, I'm the diplomacer.
You're the diplomacer, but we already stayed up for most of the night.
I know. I can.
Oh, you can do that though, can't you?
I mean, I still have a good amount of spells, so I think we'd be all right. I just think I'm the one who has group impression. I can target up to four people with my group impression, so it's pretty valuable.
You still have like. At least 12 minutes of a stone skin.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the only thing is worries me is Elk does have... He's wounded too.
But... Oh, well, I literally just treat medicine in 10 minutes and he's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I mean, as long as I don't fail, I'll roll real quick. I don't think I'm going to fail.
Roll.
I'm actually going to have to look at my skill sheet.
Oh, I'm like, no way.
I'll never fail.
But you'll have 2 minutes of stone skin.
Oh, no, I got a 21. I succeeded at a DC 20, so you're fine.
Good.
Okay, does that heal at all? Or?
I was just healing the wounding. Is healing the wounding condition specific, or does it also heal HP?
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, he'll see HP still.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Cool. So that's.
You're probably almost full.
I rolled the DC 20, Kel, so that is.
I'm genuinely
confused. 2D8 plus 20.
I'm at 71 right now, out of 99.
You're Dr.
Okay.
Brick another.
I'm the big
Dr.
boy.
Dr. Brick has a lot more going on than Adelar does.
I'll look up.
I think it's just 2d8 for you.
Well, regardless, you guys saddle down for the night and patch each other up and make preparations for whatever you think is coming.
All
right,
cool.
Yeah.
And the night goes on.
Nice.
Okay.
You're unfettered and unbothered by anything that might come for you. What do you do the next morning?
So I guess I'm just try to sleep then, because I kind of stand up. So I'm gonna sleep.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can you get my sleep.
Spells. Yeah.
How long is that?
8 hours.
You stayed up all night.
I mean, I don't know if I did or not, because we set up a watch. Let's say.
Yeah, we did.
Set up a watch. Okay, 12 okay. hours for so sounds we good. You and I can both get our spells.
All right, yeah. Sounds good. Let's do that.
All right.
There was no way I was going to be like, all right, it's in the morning. All right, so, now sleep for 8 hours.
Since nobody showed up, can we surmise which direction the gunshot came from?
West.
West.
Oh, good.
Came from west. That's where we're heading.
Yep. That's where you're heading.
Let's go. I guess there's no reason to stay in the temple.
No.
But before Benson leaves, he will bow to the visages of the gods and say thank you for giving us safe rest.
Indeed. I want to look one last time. By the greed of Kezra for secret doors.
Yes.
By the greed of Kezra.
Sure.
Yeah. By the greed of Kezra.
I really want to rob this temple of anything special it might have left.
Okay. Yeah, I look too.
You really are making it hard for me. You know that.
29.
Ooh.
Hey, DC, 25 perception.
Yes!
Reveals a hidden panel between the statue's feet.
Oh, God.
At the bottom of the temple.
No way!
He's just gonna tip
by
his
the greed of Kezra!
that's a great shirt idea.
Within the small hollow containing three amazingly well-preserved scrolls.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
And a ring decorated with an etched flame going around the outside.
My gosh.
Oh my god. Alright, I'm gonna try to identify these. Is it all Arcana?
Or
is it religion?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm gonna use my hero point.
Okay.
You bet you are.
I hope you do, because the first one's really cool.
Kezra delves deep to find the knowledges.
I got a 19. Huh? For something.
Shit, where's my 25.
Ooh.
25. Yeah, the first one, you open it up and read, you go, oh yeah, scroll of dinosaur form.
What?
What?
Oh my.
I love it. Big old dino.
Do you have the item list?
What?
Do you have an item list?
Yeah, I have an item list.
So I walked away to grab a drink, and all of a sudden I hear dinosaur form.
Kezra found a secret door.
I heard all that.
Yeah. I found a scroll of dinosaur form so far. I'm guessing it's a primal spell that I want to
Yeah, that sounds like a primal spell.
Yeah, I want to know what wizard made that one.
It would be cool with dinosaurs.
Not dragons.
No, dinosaurs.
Okay.
Next one is... Oh, wait, what'd you get on the next one?
Oh, individual rolls?
You know what? No, that's way easier. Scroll of freedom of movement.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And the last one is a scroll of remove disease.
Ah, classic.
It's not that those are bad, but really the first one.
Oh, but that ring, though.
Yeah, the ring is...
Ring?
Oh, I missed the ring.
Yeah, there's a ring.
There's a cool ring.
Oh,
yeah.
You should technically be rolling for me.
No.
God damn
it. I'll use another dice.
Okay. All right, I'm rolling. Kelly. You keep dropping your dice, Kel.
Oh, my gosh.
That sucks. That was a 15.
Yeah. It was,
get a dice
I also rolled a 15 for you, so 15 plus what?
11.
Yeah, no. Well enough to know this is a ring of fire resistance.
Oh,
man.
Oh, shit.
Ring of fire resistance. Do you know what the resistance is?
I don't, but I can find out for you.
I think that just makes us immune to all fire damage.
Yeah. It, yeah. By the word resistance, that is not true.
Oh, shucks.
Resistance 50. I mean, we can still take damage.
Oh, bother.
I'm taking the scroll of freedom of movement.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think it's a divine spell.
It's fine, yeah.
I really, even though, like, I want the scroll of dinosaur form, I'm like, that has to be Kezra.
I think it's a primal spell. It's I don't think anybody can cast it.
Yeah.
So, what level is dino form?
It's got to be up there.
I'll look it up.
But yeah, that one's got to be crazy.
Yeah.
There's no actual just ring of fire resistance, is there?
Okay. Really?
So it would just be.
Isn't it just ring of resistance and then you.
Right, yeah, that's what I
was. Ring
yeah.
of resistance fire.
I'm guessing a less.
Yeah, it's a primal spell. None of us can cast it.
God
yeah.
damn it.
It's a cool spell, though. Fourth level spell.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, what's it say? Because it is unfortunate you guys can't use it, but...
you channel primal forces of nature to transform into a large animal form, animal battle form, specifically that of a powerful, terrifying dinosaur. You can choose an ankylosaurus, a brontosaurus, a... Deinonychus, a Stegosaurus, a Triceratops, or a Tyrannosaurus.
So you choose T-Rex.
No matter what you choose, it doesn't change the effects, but you gain the following statistics. You gain AC 18 plus your level and ignore armor check penalties for speed reduction. You gain 15 temporary hit points, low light vision, and scent 30 feet. You gain an unarmed attack. Your modifier is plus 16, which isn't bad. And your damage bonus is plus 9, which is good.
Oh,
all right.
Well, sucks we can't cast it.
And then you get a special thing based on which dinosaur you choose.
Huh.
So you get a special attack based on that.
Sweet.
So primal is druid and...
Yeah druids. Druid stuff.
Ah,
yeah.
Shit.
So the ring of energy resistance fire specifically, this ring grants you resistance 5 against one type of energy, this one being fire. Each ring is crafted to protect against a particular type of energy, and its design usually embodies the type of energy it protects the wearer from in some way. So that's why I had a little like red flame going around it etched in. Funny enough, item level 6,
ooh,
and this is an invested item.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah.
What does that mean?
That means you have to have it for a day or something before it works.
Yeah, it's kind of like a tomb.
And you can only have so many items invested at the same time.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, I don't think
I don't think we're near the limit of that yet. But
no, I don't think not nearly.
I don't think I have any. So
no, but yeah, I don't think any of them have been invested so far. But
yeah. All right, who wants the Ring of Fire Resist?
I feel like it's one of you guys.
It's me.
Well, usually if it's a fire effect.
Oh, then you can usually evade it.
Yeah.
So I guess
I think Benson
might. Are you sure?
Keep putting stuff on Benson.
Yeah, because, like, honestly...
It's take.
We were joking around earlier, but I'm genuinely so rarely in danger.
I mean, he could...
We joke.
Yes.
I mean, like, there's times, like, a fireball gets cast and someone fails.
Put it on... His evasion helps him against AoE fire so much.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, I think it might go better for Adelar or...
You can take it.
That's true. I guess a fireball, if I crit fail...
Yeah, you're the healer. Yeah.
All right, devastated. Well, I won't put any more fight.
The more stuff you put on Benson, the more I'm just going to push him off a cliff.
Yeah, I know.
Never get him back.
He's weighed down so much.
Giant meteor.
Do me a favor and make 5 dex saves. Why? Because fuck you.
Oh, I want you to hit every rock along the way.
Yep.
But I have stone skin. It doesn't help.
Doesn't help this. So, yeah. Because of Kezra's greed, you in fact found three scrolls and a ring of fire resistance.
That was so fucking slick,
dude. That's awesome.
So good.
So good.
You know, the statue that Benson was praying at and whatever, and said, "Oh, thank you for protection." Then Kezra just flips it over and says, "Oh shit! Look, look at this."
At first, I was mad and about to strike, but then I saw the bounty and I could not.
I, Medeus, truly blessed this.
How dare! Oh, that's useful.
Adelaide's just like looking at his head, like, huh.
Take
the light. Very
take
nice
the remove disease, too. That's also divine.
Oh, yep. Okay.
How much do you think that scroll of dinosaur form is?
A lot.
Yeah, probably.
Scrolls aren't super expensive, but it's a 4th level spell.
Yeah.
So it takes a 7th level caster to cast.
Yeah, I was about to say, it should be expensive then.
Yeah.
Since we're in here, actually, like, is there anything... I know, like, we looked through the packs and stuff like that, but, like, was there anything, like, arrows, special stuff, just lying around?
No.
Regular stuff.
This looks like camp equipment. It looks as though they took all whatever tools or armaments that they might have had, and then they just left all their sleeping equipment.
But they didn't return. Like, despite, you know, like, definitely from the experience that Elk did have... he is not exactly in the right head right now, but he's just investigating, see if there's anything left, but otherwise he's ready to go in the direction of that gunshot.
Yeah, we're heading west anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, let's go.
I feel like
Benson is ready to go.
Yeah, as we're traveling, I kind of maybe like hang back a little bit with like Elkwood. I'm like, Elkwood, are you all right? Before that battle, last night, you seemed quite... distracted.
To be honest, I'm not too sure. I think it was just days of travel may have wore on me, and I just thought I saw something. That's it.
Our nerves are quite on edge. We never know what's going to pop out, and it seems like we're being followed, so it makes sense.
Yes, but I think it's okay. It's just those butchers, you know, they kind of came out of the woodwork. Wasn't quite expecting them, but right. I'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
All right, well, if you ever need someone to talk to, just know that I'm here for you.
Yeah, will do. And, you know, he's just walking, but like Vemir's kind of like flying off, and he's just kind of side-eyeing Vemir every so often. Like, a bit spooked.
It's got to be a weird relationship going forward.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Oh, boy.
You guys head east.
West?
West. And...
I said west.
West?
You guys head west, and as you... Oh, you're coming from the east. That's what I was trying to get to.
Ah.
And as you get to this large clearing, you can see... This unassuming forest clearing seems empty, save for a single pillar topped with a green dragon's visage.
Poison.
Poison.
Thank you. You know the drill. Lose your object.
Yep. Lose your object.
Big 20-foot box around it.
All right.
Can we like blare an anthrax song over this?
Just
so loud the audience can't hear what we're saying. Just nothing but anthrax blaring. Even so loud to the point they're wondering, why did they do this?
Yeah. I enjoy anthrax, but...
I feel sorry for any group that comes through this jungle without illusory object.
Yeah, I kind of found the thing, my man.
Yeah. I can't imagine trying to deal with, like, the quarry.
They do so much damage.
Yes.
So many awful things, yes. And the hit is almost automatic.
Yep.
The quarry like one, I've I think, said, is
I,
the worst.
I have not read forward because I'm not a cheating Andy, but I've read online and they're like, we've lost so many PCs, and I'm just like, I mean, we're doing all right.
Luckily,
till now,
you guys, you can see it from where you're at. This large clearing. Let me pull you over. You are not aware your tokens actually are, but we're,
I'm just still staring at this dragon bear.
I was like, damn.
I moved you. You're there now. Like I said, you're not aware where the tokens actually are, but you are far enough away to where you can see them.
Okay, why am I all by myself?
Benson, do your thing.
Yeah. And Kezra just shoves Benson out.
Do it.
Do you guys want to... It has not noticed yet because this clearing's enormous. So, okay. Yeah. Do you guys want to look around first or do you want to just run take it out?
Yeah, I kind of... Because there's never been a dragon pillar by itself. Yeah. So I kind of want to just check around to make sure... To at least try to see what's out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make me perception checks.
I can also cast the illusory wall and see if anything reacts to
That's
it.
That's true, yeah.
That's true.
Natural one.
That's unfortunate.
Elkwood farts so loud.
It sounds like a gunshot.
Natural one.
Yay! Oh,
Kezra
farts. I don't know. Elkwood, Kezra.
You guys have a symphony of flatulence.
I got a 20.
25.
Hey!
What?
Wow.
One's 25.
This is...
That's impressive. That's
the episode. See ya.
Hey!
We did it, guys.
Hey, we do add both together. One and one, two, 25, 25, 50.
Oh, we're already going out. Let's 25. Make fun of our audience.
Great.
You guys were able to... You succeeded on your perception check to sort of search the area before you get in. You find the bodies of two Cinderclaw cultists, one Boggart and one Charakaw, that seems to be hung up in trees. One of the two bodies still carries three doses of what looks to be some kind of venom, while the other wears a deep red suit of what looks like a very nice shiny leather armor.
Oh!
Shiny as a magic, not shiny as a yam.
Yeah. As we rope on these, I'm going to grab Adelar because he's obviously paying attention. Jokers aren't. We said there might be another group of adventurers in this area. This might be their handiwork.
Dude, I was wondering the very same thing.
But can I... I guess we wouldn't be able to... We really don't have a good beat on the Dragon Pillar, and Kezar probably already put up the illusory wall.
So it's like, I wonder if they if these creatures are defeated, I wonder if they took out the pillar as well.
No, did we pillar was still standing in action.
Pillar was still standing.
Kezar rips down the body of the one with the armor and starts taking his armor off.
You take the armor off.
Well...
And also, I want to see how they died.
Medicine. I'll do a medicine check on
them. Yep. Do medicine.
I'll do one,
too.
Oh,
yeah, 29.
Never mind.
Yeah. You look it over. You see a few puncture wounds, but what you look at is that the parts where there isn't, like, the fur. So you would especially see this on the Boggard. It looks like something coursed through their veins and killed them via poison or venom.
Oh, shit. Looks like poison. Poison. Wait a second.
They were assassinated.
Do we have any magics among us that... looks like they died from a heart attack. do we have any magics among us that helps with poisoning?
We may not have magics, but I have learned through my studies in Thrabadar that... I can treat poisons, so if anyone does get poisoned, I can offer some help.
I got 25 on the armor.
25.
Damn.
This is +1 resilient leather armor.
Oh, God. Yeah. Damn.
Oh, boy.
Goodness.
Nice.
That's Kezra's payday right there.
I can't wear it.
No, you can't wear armor.
Elkwood.
I don't wear armor, but Rangers wear leather armor. Yeah. Rangers wear leather armor.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I keep going back and forth between Barbarian and Sorcerer.
Yeah.
Your classes are so confusing.
Oh, yeah. +1 resilient.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Yep. A suit of magic armor is simply a suit of... +1 armor has a potency rune. No, I wanted to see that...
Why did... +1 item bonus to all saves.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking A.
Yep.
So my saves just got even...
Yep.
Nothing can fucking hit you.
That's why Benson needs resilient on his armor, too.
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah. Reflex, +18.
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
What?
With evasion.
And he evasion. Yeah, he just has a 6C.
Yeah.
Oh
my reflex is +9.
Yeah, my forward is +15.
Well, if you include my armor bonus for AOE, it's
right.
My will save 15, is but my will save is my worst.
That's true.
So, yeah. He Kezra hands you this badass.
Just immediately starts stripping.
It was I assume it's like it's kind of like etched to look like charred scales or something.
Yeah.
It probably looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and
sort of like the Cinderclaw gauntlet.
It specifically said while the other wears a deep red suit of +1. So yeah, because it's red, I imagine it's sort of like the scaled leather.
Like red dragon scales.
Nice. I'll take it.
All right. Awesome. So while that's happening, I imagine Benson is
I'm a dragon.
Oh. I imagine Benson is just because we're kind of just in a clearing looking at this pillar. Well, I mean, there's the obvious. The pillar killed these things, but...
But they're worshippers of the hawk. They'd have no reason to kill it.
Pillar never targets.
Yes.
Yes. That's why I'm so hesitant. This seems like it should be an open and shut case, but it's not.
Well, let's do what we do best.
Cast
a bunch of...
I cast Stone Skin on Benson and Invisibility on Elk.
Alright.
Okay.
Nice all.
Can I make one more perception check to find anything else?
And before that, I cut myself and inscribed the sigil on Benson. Our lives are now connected.
I rolled a natural 18 for a 29.
Ooh. So you look around. You're trying to just spot something out in the clearing.
There's something. There's got to be something.
There's got to be something. Doesn't take long for you to all of a sudden hear something through the tree line towards all of you.
Yep, that sounds right.
As what looked to be... Wait, you guys came from the east. What do you know? Are you all the way up there?
I don't know.
You said to move us.
I didn't move.
No, I moved us because I am stupid.
Okay. You guys come from the east. Just put yourself at the opening of this clearing.
The west.
The west. And you see what looks like these two creatures.
What the hell?
Huh? Oh, God. What is that?
What is that? That is a good question. What? Let me shift Z for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Oh God.
Breaks.
Oh, I remember those.
No.
How about we just go ahead and roll initiative?
Gosh.
I'm invisible.
That's true, you are. Thankfully.
Well, that means you can roll your stealth.
Technically. Works for me.
I remember these guys from middle our of the other road. Campaign.
Yeah, they almost killed your character.
Yeah, in one go.
Yep.
But then again, I was playing a very squishy boy.
That's what happens when you play casters.
Let me just go ahead and get their initiative real quick. Like, oh man, that was good initiative.
Shut up.
It's a really good initiative.
Stop talking.
It's a really good initiative. I'm just stalling. Okay, Benson, what'd you get?
22.
Elkwood.
Die.
Elkwood.
30.
Same thing as last time.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kezra.
What do you think? I got a natural 1.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So 10.
10. 1 less than last time.
You know, for the spellcasters and healers, it's really not that bad.
I know it's
last.
Not that bad, but it's just really annoying.
Yeah,
Kezra.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Always rolls horrible.
Adelar.
22. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, 25.
Oh, okay.
It's a little different.
Don't
at least I got invisibility and stone skin off before combat.
Yeah, that's
pretty huge.
Elk, it is your turn.
Yay. Oh,
God. All right, he's going to hunt prey on this boy over here. Top one,
good.
And... Yeah, he has his bow out. I will say.
Why don't you say what these creatures are as well?
So. Oh, in the other campaign that we've done, these are called jungle drakes.
Yep.
Yep.
They look like big, skinny, green dragon-like things.
Yeah, and they suck.
Yep.
They are like giant snakes with dragon wings and limbs. Yep. Like the body is like a snake.
And see, the thing is, it's like I'm not the one who's. Other knowledges I have of these creatures, but I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. They definitely in our other campaign almost one shot my character.
Yeah,
that was also because it got a crit and then also had range and
we also fought them on a dangling bridge.
Yeah, we got separated.
Yeah, you're in an opening here, and you're a ways away from the pillar.
Yeah.
So
he is going to line up a shot with his bow, taking two actions for first action, hunt prey. Second action, hunter's aim. Ooh, that's a 17 on the die.
Uh huh.
So that's a plus 18. No, plus 16. Oh no.
35 to hit.
Yes.
That is a crit.
God. Oh, damn, yeah.
And
starting
also,
strong.
I am invisible, so I just, because what was the thing, the rule for that as well?
They're automatically flat-footed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well.
Well, yeah, double either. Crit.
Still a crit.
Double crit.
So do triple damage.
It's dead, right away. Dies immediately.
You
threw the eye and the brain dead.
There we go. Darn. 4, 8.
Which one are you shooting at?
Top one.
Top, okay.
11, so it'd be 22 points of damage.
22 points of damage, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And
pretty good.
Yeah, and Vamir's
that's doubled?
Yes, I only...
Unfortunate.
Oh, 11. So I rolled 1 on my precision damage, but 4 is on the d6s.
Nice.
So
It worked.
Okay.
A little bit. But he's going to keep Vamir back.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want it.
Got it.
Like, he's going to wait. Unfortunately, I can't split my turn, I guess. Like, say, like, as soon as it comes closer, then he goes up. But
Gotcha.
I would like to do that, but also at the same time, he doesn't want to send him into with that trap.
Just in general, we're in range of this pillar, aren't we?
Wait. No.
You have one action left?
No.
You don't have an action left.
No, because two action was Hunter's Aim, which gives me the additional plus two.
So you had Hunter's
Aim. I had Hunter's Aim on this. Yeah. So it's three.
I was thinking you could probably, if you did have an action, you could command Vamir to hold.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
No, you guys are not in range of the pillar. Like I said, it's a huge clearing that this thing was just in the middle of. clearly you now know why there was no creatures just walking around. there's jungle drakes floating.
Makes sense.
No, you guys are not anywhere near the pillar. You guys are just, like I said, you guys are on like the edge of the clearing. That's where we're fighting this thing. It is the Jungle Drake's turn.
Yup.
Shocking.
Jeez.
Let me do some calculations here on some range.
Those things are so big.
So you guys are 60 feet away from the one because of where I placed it. So it is going to take a move up. Got a decent speed here. 20 foot speed.
I actually expected 30 out of him.
And then it is going to rear its head back and go. And this is its spit venom ability. Spits a sticky glob of venom to a range of 50 feet that explodes in a 10-foot burst.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, yep, that's all of you? Is that right?
Just a bit.
Yep.
Except for Mira.
Swear to God.
So I just need you. Those in the burst must succeed on a reflex save or be exposed to the sticky venom.
I mean, I did above average.
Oh, my God.
No, come on, man. Come on.
Tim, you can lie to Jake.
You just lie.
I got an out toy. Oh, convenient.
Benson, what do you get?
23.
As a fail.
So
I rolled a 14. Come on, man.
It's AOE, so you got your armor bonus.
Oh,
right?
Wait, plus 6?
Yeah.
Oh, so plus 29.
It's a success then.
Nice.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
That's a good thing to remember.
Yeah.
So,
first die roll for Elk was a natural 20, so that was very much.
Hey,
you're fine.
Out and useless for me.
Can you double crit?
I don't think that's useless.
No, it's not useless. It's just the fact that I have a plus 18, so it's like.
Yeah.
Like,
a regular success would have, yeah.
Yeah, but Vamir did get a natural 14 for a 28.
For 28, also a success.
Sweet.
Kezer?
15.
Oh, no.
15 total?
Oh, no.
I don't think that there's a critical fail for this, but yeah, that's a critical fail.
Oh, that's good, because I got a crit fail too.
Oh, okay. No, all it says is that you were exposed to the venom.
Yeah.
So okay. It's just a way for him to get venom on literally all of you at once.
Does the venom have stages?
Yes, but it's a fortitude save against the venom. So.
Real quick question, and this is just for me.
I think because we critically fail, we still go, like, our save is one worse.
I thought that's only if you critically failed the fortitude.
I
thought if you critically failed the effect of what causes the poison, it also does it. I thought that was the case.
I mean, that's the thing with the dragon pillars, but I didn't think that was the case with, like, the, you know, other things, because this is a reflex against getting hit and then a fortitude against the poison if you get it. So.
Okay, well, then we'll do the fortitude.
Don't worry, Kel, I'll probably crit fail in the fortitude save anyways.
So whoever failed, I need you to make fortitude save.
Yeah, I definitely. 17.
Yeah, wait, you failed?
Yeah, 17.
Okay.
This is a dumb question, but for clarity, this thing moved this close, and the pillar is not doing anything?
No, no, the pillar is not technically there.
Like, don't worry about the pillar.
Don't worry about the pillar right now. You guys are far enough away from it.
Just ignore the pillar.
Ignore the pillar in the field.
Theater of the mind. The pillar's not there.
This venom glob is not a magical effect, is it?
Nope. Sure isn't.
Okay. 24.
24, and what'd you get there, Timbo?
17.
Wow, you almost critically failed. Wow. And Kezri, you did fail. So you guys go to stage one, which means that you take 1 point of poison damage.
Ooh.
And you're enfeebled. One.
That's not great.
Yeah. It doesn't matter for either of us.
What would matter for me?
That was the one Drake's. The other Drake, then. He's got some fun stuff.
Goes away and starts an insurance company and doesn't bother. Jungle Drake Insurance.
Jungle Drake Insurance.
Huh. Do you insure?
Do you need insurance from burning poison all over your face? I got you, buddy.
So he is going to. Oh, that's right. He has this thing called Speed Surge. It's one action. The Jungle Drake can move up to twice its speed, and it can do this a certain number of times per day. I'm giving you guys information for free because it's fun.
Well, maybe he's done it like a couple times already.
That's true.
You never know.
Yeah, no. I didn't get killed as Underpool as he chased.
Yeah, exactly.
In which case, he is going to move up, and then he's going to do his Draconic Frenzy.
Of course.
One Fang Strike and two Stinger Strikes in any order.
I hate Drakes.
Sorry, it's against Benson. He's got stone skin.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know.
That's true.
Yep.
And a massive fortitude save.
Yeah.
All right, so the... Oh, none of these are agile. It's interesting. Yeah.
He's really putting his weight into each strike.
I guess so.
Like, oh, God.
So, fangs. There's a 33.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. Oh, 2d10. Interesting.
Ooh. Okay.
2d10, I see where we're going. Is this slashing damage, Jake?
This is piercing.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Let's see, that is 24 points of piercing damage.
I will raise my shield.
Ow.
And plus predatory grab. Grab, but the Jungle Drake's grab does not end if it moves away. Instead, it carries the grab creature with it.
Can it carry a full-bodied Benson?
Of course it can.
Benson weighs 1,000 pounds, I'm sure. All that armor.
I would be curious what Stone Skin does to just a weight.
Do you want to know how much damage I actually took from that?
Yeah.
That's 7.
Wow.
Wow.
I do wonder how many bulk Benson is.
Yeah.
What is the carrying capacity of this Drake?
What's the carrying capacity of a stone skin Benson?
I mean,
it's probably at least 15 bulk.
How much bulk can this Drake carry? It's just a valid question.
Well, he's not doing it.
Come on, guys.
They're large. Come on.
He's not doing it yet.
Leave it alone.
It's
goddamn large dragon.
Along with his Draconic Frenzy, continuing with the Draconic Frenzy.
He doesn't want to fly away with Benson. That'd be a bad idea.
Two stinger attacks.
That's fair.
That's a 19.
Nope.
And a 15 on the die for a 24.
Nah.
Nope. So it goes up and bites you and holds on to you, and then he tries to take his tail and whoosh, whoosh, into your skin, but it just can't get past their armor. Mm. All right, that was their turns. Adelar, it is your turn.
Perfect. You will live to regret this, Drake.
He moves up next to Benson, and he touches the Drake.
Oh, shit.
I think that was an actual, like, audible threat to Drake the artist.
You will rule the day.
Certified lover boy was bad.
This is what you get for talking to Millie Bobby Brown.
No one listens to Deucey's Line.
That's a lie. I listen to it every day.
I don't think I've ever listened to a Drake song.
Oh my gosh. Alright, so roll me a will save.
What is it? Dragon's will save, like, or Drake? They're different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's alright. 18 on the die, though.
Oh, and 31. 31. So that is just a regular success.
Wow.
At the end of its next turn, the target takes 1d8 damage per different creature it intentionally damaged on that turn.
Oh.
If it damaged two creatures, 2d8 if it damaged two creatures, and so on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Creature gets a 90-18 and still a regular fail. That's genuinely impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sneezing up a storm.
Yep. I cast Warrior's Regret on it.
So wait, what is it? What's the? Wait, what do I do on my turn? I'm sorry.
At the end of your next turn, if you intentionally damage a creature, you will take 1d8 damage.
Oh, okay.
And if you damage two creatures, you take 2d8 damage.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, looks like I'll just be focusing on one guy.
Now that venom, do I need to do anything like roll a save or something to see if it increases? Or
yes, because this has a duration of 6 rounds. So yeah, roll that fortitude save.
Fortitude save, save me.
23.
Fail.
So
you go to stage two.
Okay.
You take another d6.
Uh huh.
5 points of poison, and you're enfeebled too.
Yep, okay. And that's my turn.
Alright. Question. Move act. He's got a reaction.
And?
Creature within reach of the Jungle Drake's Stinger uses a move action or leaves a square during a move action. So,
I moved,
okay. Then he will get a sting on you.
Okay.
And this would have happened before you casted the spell, so yes. We don't have to worry about that. Stinger.
What?
7 on the die for a 26.
That is a hit.
Retributive strike.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can do it.
14 on the die for
30. Cool. 30 will hit. Let's handle his damage first, okay. Though. So Stinger is 2d6.
Oh.
Not bad rolls there. For 16 points of piercing damage.
10 points.
All right, 10 points.
And then the Jungle Drake Venom again, but I don't know if that matters because you're already at stage 2.
Does it stack? Does it stack, Cal? If I get poisoned again?
No. Well, I mean, there's maximum of stage 2, so.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So I don't think you can take more.
Right.
16 points of damage.
16.
Jeez. Wait a minute. Can I do that while I'm grabbed?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, that's the way you can't take reaction.
You're still striking the crap out of it. Yeah. You have arm free.
It kind of makes sense. Adler comes up and you're flailing back and forth anyway. So.
Okay, good. All right.
And I need you to make me a will save again, Jake, as I curse you in Abadar's name for
striking
me.
John, you have to roll a DC 5 to see if you failed.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the DC 5 for?
To see if you could use the action to...
While grab.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, will save on the curse.
Yep.
Abadar curse you.
15.
Boom!
That's a crit fail.
Oh, no.
A crit fail?
Yes.
Oh, no.
All right, the target takes 2d6 persistent bleed and must attempt... Oh, yeah. Oh, it takes 2d6 and then it must attempt a will save. All right, so you just take the 2d6 to stop. Let's see. The target takes... Failure. The target takes the full persistent bleed damage until bleeding stops. Target has weakness to 1. Okay. That's a failure, but the target takes... Oh, I'm sorry. You take double persistent bleed damage.
Oh, shit.
God.
I'm
God
sorry.
Damn.
Damn, this thing
Ooh.
Is
So that's 22 points of bleed damage.
Ooh.
And until the bleeding stops, the target has weakness 1 to piercing and slashing damage.
Oh, shit.
God damn, that's spicy.
Gosh.
That's a spicy meat.
Whoa.
So okay. You're gonna keep on taking 2d6 bleed.
Uh huh.
Wow, 22 points of bleed damage.
Yeah, that's
20.
And I take that immediately, and then 2d6 for like from here on out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
are you done with your
insane.
Turn? Are you done with your turn?
I am.
All right. Benson, your turn.
All right. Do I want to break out or do I just want to swing?
Regardless, it's a well. If you don't want to swing, remember it's a DC 5 to try to do something.
All right, I'm gonna use my first action to get out. What is that in athletics?
It's an attack.
Get out.
Yeah, it's an unarmed attack.
Yep. So so
or an athletics check. Yeah, either
so,
one.
So do your athletics, and then it'll be against the.
It just counts as an attack.
Yes.
Yeah. Towards your map.
29.
You just do it.
Yay!
Dude, just
yes. So I am... That was a 16 on the die, so I'm very...
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, wow, you just succeeded.
And we're gonna swing. Fuck.
What?
Well, I mean, that's a 6 on the die, but with my bonuses, because that's my first attack, that's a 19.
Well, it's your second attack.
Okay, that's definitely a miss.
Okay.
And then I'm going to raise my shield.
Okay.
6 on the die, you hate to see it.
Benson breaking out.
I know, he's strong on this.
Yeah.
Next is Kezra.
Kezra dives around Adalar.
Bottom
right there, and he will cast a heightened lightning bolt.
Oh man.
4th level lightning bolt.
Okay. It hits them both.
And God. It's both drakes.
Yep.
5th drakes.
So how does 5d12 with a reflex save?
God.
Okay. I'm sure these things have great reflex, but...
Probably, I mean, but you're still doing damage. Lightning bolt. I mean, you're still doing damage.
Yeah.
Kelly, you gotta calm down, my man.
These tables just... The dice just keep
it's
rolling.
It's a new side table.
Yeah, it's so bouncy.
So the first one got a 28.
Just regular success.
Success.
Second one got a natural 1.
Oh! Crit!
Let's see how much damage.
I know this is going to be a ton of damage.
Oh my gosh.
The one had already taken quite a bit from you guys hitting it, and the one that's off in the distance might go down just from fucking failing. Critically failing.
So it'll be 32 total damage.
Uh-huh.
So half for one.
And 64?
64 for the other.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Are they still up?
Yes. They are still up.
Kezra is a fucking monster.
That lightning bolt dealt decent damage to the one and brought the other one to half.
Woo. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he was not expecting it. He had spit and then he had like he was like rearing back, and all of a sudden the lightning bolt just went right through his head. Okay. That was Kezra. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay.
Top of round 2.
Elk is going to take his 2 actions to do a hunter's aim on the one that is just, you know, being surrounded by everybody.
Yep.
And so he's going to try to finish this off. Let's see, plus 18 to this roll, so that's a 24 to hit.
20 does not hit.
Does not.
Nope.
Shit. Well, stoop. He's just on shooting our arrow.
Okay.
18 on the die that time.
Hey.
So that would be a. That should be a 30. Yeah, 30 to hit. Yeah, because minus 4. Yeah.
Okay, yep. So 30.
Yeah, and so that's 2d4. 6 and a 2. And a 2. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12. 12 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And Vamir is going to join the fight and go 45 feet, or just over there. And take a strike.
Okay.
And now that's a 20. So.
Oh wait, I can get an attack of opportunity on you.
That's true.
The next
turn.
Oh no, but that curse.
Yes, but the curse. I might just let this go. But
no, I thought it was each round. Like it gets its attack of opportunity at the beginning of its next turn, right?
Yeah, but it used it. Oh, you're right, yeah.
After its last turn.
Okay.
Which means it wouldn't get it again until
yeah, its turn until comes its next turn again. Comes. Yeah, sorry. I wasn't sure where we were.
No,
I do need to say that I'll probably just let this go, but the effect is for the attack of opportunity, Jungle Drake strikes the target with its stinger. If it hits, the Jungle Drake disrupts the creature's action.
Oh.
Oh, my.
So we're probably just going to let that go because you went up and then we've already...
Yeah, that's already been.
But
wow, that's better than an AOO.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's something called Twisting Tail.
Oh.
So, okay. I take poison damage, right?
You will take poison damage.
Do I have to do a fortitude as well?
Yep, make a fortitude and we'll see where you go.
Twenty-seven
is a success.
Good, cool.
Good.
So I'm good.
Yep.
I'm not enfeebled anymore, am I?
Do what?
Am I still enfeebled?
No, I don't think so. No, the enfeebled was only one, well, only for one round
okay.
Anyway. So
cool.
All right. That was whose turn was that? Oh, that was Elk.
Oh, yeah, it's the Drake's turn.
Yes, it is the Drake's turn. He's a little surrounded.
Yeah, he is.
Just a bit.
I think that the jungle Drake is going to turn its attention toward Kezra.
Not me.
Because that lightning bolt fucking hurt.
By me.
You're not a true dragon.
Draconic Frenzy coming out. Bang attack. 26.
Hit.
Retributive Strike.
Nope, you already used it on Adelar.
Oh, wait, has it not been a full round yet?
Nope.
No,
it's just a lot has happened. That's
my
why
apologies.
Not your turn again.
My apologies. Just trying to help you, dude.
I'm fine.
21 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And you are technically predatory grab.
Grab.
And then it is going to do two stinger attacks.
AC's down.
18. Don't think it's that low.
Wow. Wow.
And the last one. God, and a 5 on the die. Like another miss.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah,
very lucky. That was very lucky.
Very low.
All right, so because I cast Warrior's Regret and I technically had the action disrupted, we can just play it by the book and just say that I didn't get the spell off.
No, you had your movement. You had your movement disrupted technically.
Oh.
But Jake said, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
just keep going.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Because your movement triggered his reaction.
Right.
Not
yep.
spell.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, so my spell still goes off then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that you would be like one square down, like you wouldn't have moved all the way up there. So
Warrior's Regret is actually a touch.
Yeah, but so. it's a reach of 10 feet, so you would just be in this square.
Yeah, well, I guess what I'm saying is I wouldn't have been able to cast a spell because I wouldn't have been able to move to it.
You would be at the corner right there.
No, he was farther down.
Yeah. Oh,
he had to move more than 5 feet.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay. Alrighty then.
So I just had my movement disrupted, and I only had one action left, so I wasn't able
to
do it.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, anyway, it's the other Drake's turn. The other Drake is going to... what's the speed here? What kind of speed are we looking at here? Because I want to try to go again. Oh, yeah. He can get right up next to you, Kezra.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
They're a little irritated with you.
What, Benson doesn't look like an easy target sitting duck out there by himself?
Covered in armor.
Stone-skinned.
Going out with Draconic Frenzy again.
Ugh.
35.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is the 2d10 jam. That is...
It's okay, Adelar is right there.
24 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And you're technically grabbed by both of them.
And that was doubled?
Do what?
The 24 was doubled?
Oh, no. That was the regular, so 48.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. That low. And two stinger attacks. I roll low on the other two, and okay,
that's
so
a good
22.
Yep.
22 hits?
Yep. Okay. It would have hit even if I wasn't grabbed.
Oh, okay.
My AC is 22, but I'm grabbed.
Oh, yep. 4. 17 piercing.
Okay.
And there's poison, but you're already poisoned, aren't you?
No, I beat the save.
You beat the save. Make me a 42 save, then.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Kelly told me about a thing where he was like, I want there to be a scenario where buffed up...
17. Is that a critical fail?
17. No, it is not a critical fail. So you take 3 poison damage and you're enviable.
Sure.
Third attack.
Still up.
Somehow.
11 on the die for a 20.
Exactly hit.
Oh, exactly hit.
Oh, that's stupid. Damn.
For 11 piercing damage.
Down.
Ferocity.
Orc ferocity keeps me up. So infrequently I have to use it. So I'm at 1 hit point.
With this jungle drake stinger in your chest, you almost go down. and you look at him with just the "not today, bitch." And I'll see you guys next time.
I'm alive. Barely.
Oh my god.